And thanks for tuning in, everybody, or finding us online, however you happen to find us. It's a lot of different ways these days. It's HealthyLife.net radio series with our host talking about solutions to problems in today's current event climate. We have Faust Ruggiero online with me, Jay Cruz. I'm kind of the anchor of the HRN News at 7, kind of the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain here with Linda McKenzie and myself. Faust has a show on the second Thursday each and every month. It's at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific. In fact, Faust just did his show, and it should be up online a little bit later on today. Faust, welcome to the show here.
Hey Jay, thanks for the invitation. It's a kind of a neat thing we're doing, so I'm glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, and this is the first one we're doing, so we're kind of walking our way through it. But yeah, just before we went on, you said you had just recently kind of did an article kind of encompassing a lot of what just seems like interesting, challenging times, to kind of put it lightly. Tell
Jay,
us about that.
they really are. It's challenging, more so than I've ever seen. I've been around a while, and it's just a difficult time. Everyone's angry, and we were promoting my new book, the Fix Yourself Anxiety Handbook. And what we started to look at was all this anxiety and how it's turning to anger. And it just happened to be at the time when the vote came down for Roe versus Wade, and then there was some new gun legislation that the Senate passed, and we looked at that, and I watched people in the streets again and screaming and yelling, and everyone's, coming at each other. And that seems to be what's happening so often. So I wrote this little piece talking about all this stuff, but not so much taking a side, because I just don't think that makes any sense. What I'm looking at is how we just don't communicate anymore. Something happens, we react emotionally, and then instead of just getting all the information and trying to work together, we're developing sides. We go in with division as, the default way of doing things, and that's what's developing. I just think we need to back it down, be a little nicer to each other, and talk about some things. And let's get to some solutions that work, at least some compromises in these things.
Oh, I agree. I think step one is to just treat people with some kindness. You never know what somebody's going through. I mean, maybe we had a little yelling match in the parking lot or something, but who knows what that person was dealing with, before that. And that's, it's kind of an incident. But when we do get to these conversations, it's important to remind ourselves that maybe I'm not coming in from this side of the spectrum, or I'm not coming in from this team. And I think through whatever reasons, we've all really identify with almost that, football team mentality. Like, I'm this team's fan and I'm going to stick to them. I'm loyal to this and I don't want to change. I'm a true to this thought process no matter what. That's how I raise, that's how I believe, and that's what I'm invested in right now. And I think sometimes people are afraid to maybe let it go and even embrace some change and go, I used to think that way, and some new information has come to light. I've been informed, or at least I'm open to hearing what the other side is thinking and saying.
You're right on the mark. And I think the turning point in my own life was when I decided that I wasn't going to be on anyone's side, that I would just continue to ask people for information. You can take Roe versus Wade, and there are intelligent arguments on each side.
Yes.
I don't think I have to align with someone, but it's because oftentimes you end up being the voice of reason when you're kind of in the middle. Not that you're not committing to one way or another, but that you just continue to be kind of an open vessel for information. And the more information you get, the more intelligent you can be. The problem is, as you're talking and screaming and we're pounding our fists and doing all that, we're not hearing anything anymore. There's just a lot of noise, and we're thrilled to be able to have that voice, if you will. And it's really easy to get a voice today. You go on TikTok, you go on Facebook, or whatever you go on, and you scream and yell, and you get 20 likes, and you feel like you had a great day. But that, I always say, in the big picture, did you change anything and make the world a little bit more positive today? If you can't say that at the end of the day, then maybe your methods aren't working too well.
That's a good thing for us to kind of remember. Might have a feeling I want to get out, and I might go ahead and type it in, and I should maybe reread it before I hit send or post and make sure, do I really want to invite this energy back to me? Do I really want this person I'm about to blast in this email really get this, or am I going to put this out in public and now deal with, you know, and just invite this back? You know, there's a lot of time, it's times I've done it and I just hit delete, erase, and just even typing it out is that old method of, you know, write out a letter to somebody and burn it at the end, and just let your feelings out. So I would caution writing the letter, or think the letter is better than going online and accidentally hitting send nowadays because of what can come back. But a similar process, I believe.
Yeah, the world goes real fast. You know, I can remember, and I'm sure you can as a kid, you know, you have a little fight in the schoolyard or whatever it was, and it ended. But now, you know, it's on film. Maybe somebody puts it on something. Everyone's watching it. And this thing takes on a life of its own. And that's, you know, and that's just in an individual setting. In the world, we're doing that on a large scale. And we're actually, a lot of times, I think people just, you know, you feel like you want that feedback. You want to feel as though you're visible. And somehow you're part of the whole picture. But I just tell people, slow it down. Think about what you want to do. As you say, before you hit send, can I actually help us move to a different place, someplace that's positive? You know, and you know, that's what I do every month with you on the radio, on the show. We try to do something that's good. We don't get on there and scream about, my God, look what they did with Roe versus Wade. It happened. Mm-hmm. Now we have to figure out where we go. And the concern I have, as I say, is that, you know, our nation operates in a divisional platform. We have Republicans, Democrats, we have liberals and conservatives and so on. We always have that going. And I don't see the need to affiliate on my end. I would rather be the person that gets the information and then says, okay, how am I going to help the next person? You know, and that's kind of my mission, if you will. If people can put a little bit more of that in their lives, I just think we're ahead of the game a little bit. But, you know, we keep on hitting, you know, we're running into the wall with our heads here. We're getting bruised, and we're then going and doing it again. And I'm understanding the process.
Yeah, we're teaching ourselves the definition of insanity, you know, by repeating the process, expecting, you know, different results. But you make a great point, and just kind of remaining unattached, or, you know, I don't want to say neutral because it has a connotation of not doing anything.
Exactly.
You know, but you take things by a case by case basis and see, you know, first of all, how it affects myself, my family, the people around me. And if I can do something positive with them or affect change with one or two, three people within my personal circle or super close sphere of influence, then, you know, maybe that's the best way to do it. I'm certainly not going to change minds by posting an opinion on Twitter or any social media site. In fact, you know, I'll probably get the opposite quicker. Exactly. And again, be waste a time of my day arguing or defending my point. So Foss Ruggiero, again, his show is on healthylife.net on the second Thursday each and every month, and it could be available on demand, which is up there 24/7. And you have the Fix It Yourself Anxiety Handbook?
Yeah, the Fix Your Anxiety Handbook. It's the second book. We turned what I was doing into a series. So now it's the Fix Your Self Empowerment series. And this is the second book, the Fix Your Anxiety Handbook. So we're looking to publish it by the end of the summer, getting into all the promotional stuff now. So anyone who's interested in what I do, as I always say on the radio show, www.fossruggiero.com has everything you need to know. And I'm glad to, you know, if someone wants to contact me and has a couple questions, whatever, doesn't cost you anything to ask me a question.
Absolutely. It's a great resource. And FossRuggiero.com. And also find the show here on HealthyLife.net radio and on the on-demand podcast page. Here you can listen to some of the past shows and see who's coming up in the future. Foss, you look like you're ready to go on a vacation. That's a spiffy Hawaiian shirt.
Well, I was thinking I'm talking to somebody on the West Coast. I should at least get a plate of parche.
I love the shirt, man. That's great. You look like you're relaxed and having a great day. So this is a person who looks happy and relaxed and has it together, folks. Take advice from Foss Ruggiero. And thanks again for joining me here on the Healthy Life Radio Chats of Solutions to today's topics in today's world. Thanks again, Foss.
Always a pleasure, Jay. Take care.